Boob job. Trying on clothes in the back room of Lohmann's. A stranger invites me to feel her breasts. A stranger trying on dresses that don't fit. And I can see her breasts are larger than they want to be. And she can see I'm watching. Asks me to help zip her up. And I struggle to pull her in, smooth out her sunburned skin. Tug. Ask her to shake herself in. She tells me she just got them. Didn't know they'd come out so big. Isn't sure she likes them. Not even her husband cares. He's not a breast man, she says. He's an ass man, but I'm not going to get an ass job. Good, I say, because how do you even get an ass job? Do you want to feel them, she asks. And I do, so I do. And they feel like beanbags you toss at a clown's face at a kid's party. I squeeze them both at the same time, cup my hands underneath them. She says, go ahead, squeeze some more. It's not sexual. Aren't they heavy? I don't want to have them around every day. Her nipples, headlights, staring into the dressing room mirror, red scars around their circumferences, angry circles. I want to run my finger around. You should have seen them before I had them lifted. They were long, drooping points. Couldn't stand looking at them anymore. Can I see yours? So I show her. So small, hers could eat mine alive. Nipples like walnuts. Do you think I should make mine bigger? And there we are, examining one another's boobs, touching, talking about them like they aren't there. Don't matter. Forgetting how it felt when we were 12 or 13, one morning they first appeared, sore, swollen, exciting, new. When they had the power to turn us into women, we no longer knew.